Okay, thanks for hanging in there. This is our last and very important subject that we have not covered so far. This young, brilliant lady standing next to me is our friend Christian Quinney Porter. I've known her for like 20-some years. She opened her own firm in 2013 where she practices real estate, estate planning, and elder law. Before opening her firm, she worked for a local New Braunfels law firm for 18 years, and she is specialized by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization in real estate, residential real estate. Christian is a proud Baylor Bear. Having graduated from Baylor Law School in 1995 and from Baylor University in 92 with a joint degree in accounting and economics. Prior to entering law school, she worked with the IRS as a data entry specialist, which she says is a fancy name for someone who enters the tax return information. At that time, she took and passed the CPA exam. Since practicing, she has become board certified in residential real estate and by the State Board of Legal Specialization. She's the stepmom to Grayson Porter, who is age 32, and mom to Zachary, age 19, and Paxton, age 13. So far, Grayson and Zachary have gone to Baylor to continue the Bear tradition. Christian is still working on Paxton to convince him to wear the great green and gold as well. He's 13. Give him a minute. Christian Porter, please welcome him.
Thanks, y'all, for hanging around. I appreciate it. Of course, I'm the last one, so what that means is that I have to be either really good or you're going to be irritated that you waited around to hear this. I wanted to thank UT for putting this on. They've done an amazing job, and all the speakers have been so good. So thank you to UT for hosting this. Also wanted to give a shout-out to Patty Sitchler. She's watching on the website, and if I don't do a good job, you can blame her because she's the one that pulled me into this area of law with my real estate. So you can direct any criticisms towards her today. Okay. I was asked to do this talk probably 3 or 4 months ago, and what's interesting is since that time, I actually am in the process of selling my house and buying a new one. And it brought up a lot of issues that as an attorney, I didn't really think about. You know, the house that I'm living in, I bought probably 20 years ago. And at that time, I was young and too stupid to realize all the problems that you could encounter buying a new house. Now I have seen so many clients go through it that I'm looking at every little thing on this new house going, should I get it? Should I not get it? But the other thing that I realized is how emotional and how attached you get to a piece of property. Our house, when we bought the house, we were just getting married. I hadn't had any children yet. And through that time, my oldest that is mine, of course, is 19 and out of the house. But I also lost my husband a couple of years ago. So I'm packing up this house and I'm having to take things, you know, bringing up all these memories of things that have happened, even back before we had the house in law school when I realized I've been out way, way longer than I realized. But it's a very emotional time, and I can just imagine with your clients who have these special needs children who maybe the child got hurt in that house, or maybe they had the child expecting this fully healthy child and that's not what happened, and all the memories that the house brings up for them. And then all the joy that if they're coming out of a house to get rid of that and start new and get something that's more appropriate, it's just such a mix of emotions. And I had not really thought about that till I started going through my own house and then writing this paper going, wow, you know, I've gone through some things, but nothing like a lot of your clients have gone through. And how this is such, having real property, having a house of their own is such a big step for them. And so I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but what you're dealing with your clients, keep that in mind because that is something I didn't expect. And, you know, if I had a widow come in who lost her husband before it all happened to me and all recently, I would look at it very logically. Yes, that house is too big. You need to get rid of that payment. Let's get you in another house and get you closer to your kids. And but there's a lot more to it, and so I think hopefully I'll be a little more sympathetic when they come in at this point. The other thing I didn't realize, or I knew and maybe I just was trying to block out, was how time-consuming it is to get into a new house.